Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready. I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
In 2018, Goodwill Industries of Central Florida provided more than 49,000 people with job training and helped place over 10,000 people in jobs. And here to tell us all about it is Paul Secor. Paul is the Director of Education and Employment Services for Goodwill Industries of Central Florida. Paul, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Well, thank you for having me on. I'm excited to be here. It's always great. Everyone knows about all of our retail stores, but to be able to talk about our mission is a great thing, and I appreciate you doing this for us.
Almost 50,000 people last year got job training. Because you don't think of Goodwill as a place that does that. Tell us about the job training at Goodwill.
We have 11 different job centers. You know, our total footprint of Goodwill Industries of Central Florida encompasses six different counties. So if you look at every building that we have about 66 buildings, and then we have 11 different job connection centers located in those six counties. Those are each staffed with about three people, and they have expertise in assisting customers with all kinds of different services. So we help customers with job searches, refining their resume. We do mock interviews for them. We bring employers on site to actually do hiring events, so you can meet one-on-one with an employer, actually do a job interview on site. We do large job fairs twice a year. We have workshops for people that come in that are maybe trying to get back into the working world and just kind of need a refresher on what's going to be required, what it's going to be like in an interview, what it's going to be like their first day. We call that JobWorks 101, and we put thousands of people through that each year. We also have computer classes, English as a second language class, conversational English, GED, you name it. We've got a whole host of services. One of the parts that's always kind of funny is people think that, oh, we charge for these. Nope, all these services are free, and they come thanks to the donations and shopping that people do. Those end up equaling jobs in our community. So it's really a full circle spectrum here. You know, when someone comes into Goodwill and they actually donate something, somebody else buys it, the profits from that then go into helping people at these job connection centers and other programs we have. So it's a well-oiled machine that's been working for over 60 years, and we're really excited to serve so many people each year.
All right, let's break this down, because you said a lot of things there that I don't want to get by people. A person who, say, has just lost everything, they have what's on their back and that's it, they can literally walk into Goodwill, get clothes, get computer training, job training, resumes done, and classes for free.
That's right. It's all thanks to the donations and shopping that people do in our stores. We convert those profits into services for people. And then that's just kind of the tip of the iceberg, too. Those are the core services we offer. But then we customize our services in each location. So I'll give you a quick example. Like in Kissimmee, we have a huge Puerto Rican population. But one of the requirements when you go out and get a job is often to have identifying information, such as a birth certificate. Our staff at Kissimmee is trained and has contacts in the government at Puerto Rico that they can actually go and help you get your birth certificate secured. And so that's a service you can walk in Kissimmee and get, but just thanks to the extra mile that our staff goes. We have had people in Sanford that have had transportation issues with getting jobs. They get a job, but then they don't have a car, and the bus system can only support so much. So our Sanford Job Connection Center has lined up an agreement with a local nonprofit, and we actually have a nonprofit that will donate a bike to anybody that gets a new job and is in need of transportation.
Wow.
So it's customized services like that on top of the core ones that we offer that really make this a service that can change somebody's life.
You were talking about actually bringing in professionals that can help people with their interview skills and with their language skills. Talk about that, because that's important in getting a job.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people underestimate their background, their experience, their capabilities. It's one of the first things we do is 90% of the people out there, even if you're applying for a landscaping job or just some entry-level position, require some type of resume or information about your background beyond just the normal job application. And so what we really do is sit down with everybody. We really assess their capabilities and skills. and try to make sure that we identify areas that they shine through, unique skills that they have, and then incorporate that into a resume for them. And, you know, I'll tell you what, the world of resumes constantly changes. And so what we find with people coming in, too, some people that have, let's say, been out of the working world for 5 years or for some reason now just got recently laid off and they haven't updated their resume in 10 years, we help them with not only having it look, you know, in the proper format, up-to-date, modern style, but we also incorporate all that new information that they might have acquired since the last time they did their resume. And then, you know, our other services really look to shore up gaps for people. So if somebody, you know, doesn't have computer skills and they need help in Microsoft Word, Microsoft PowerPoint, Excel, we can get them that training. We have a lot of people that come in, too, that have a basic level of English, but if we can improve their level of English to the next level, then the opportunities open up for them exponentially. A great example is we had a person that worked as a bank teller in Puerto Rico and was really moving her way up the food chain, so to speak, in the financial industry there. She came here and she had to take an entry-level position outside of her industry. I believe it was in retail. And so she was totally off of her trajectory, totally off course. We got her in a conversational English class, helped her train, helped her get an understanding of some of the key phrases that'll be used. And the next thing you know, she got hired by an accounting firm and is now making even more than she made in Puerto Rico and really able to continue along her trajectory for a professional career.
That's great. You know, and like I said, you know, people don't think of Goodwill that way, but it's almost like a one-stop shop. If you have nothing or you're not even sure what your skills are, you walk into one of the Goodwill places and they can just kind of figure it out for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Another unique factor I think a lot of people don't understand is that we actually service, you know, 34% of our clients that we provide services to have an education beyond high school. So we're talking about four-year degrees, two-year degrees. We even have 4% of our people that have postgraduate degrees that come in for services. So we're about serving the full spectrum of people. So whether it's you're coming in and you're just trying to get that entry-level minimum wage job, or, you know, you have your master's degree, we're still able to help you and really help you navigate the job application scene and the job opportunities that are out there.
It's really complicated and scary to get, you know, go through all that anyway. But now, say you have a disability. Now you're thinking, well, who's going to, you know, how am I going to get hired with this? You actually have on-the-job training for individuals with disabilities.
Absolutely. So we have the 11 different job centers in six counties. And just by the way, I want to mention the six counties are Orange, Osceola, Brevard, Lake, Seminole, and Volusia. So we have a job centers in those six areas. We also have a staff of vocational rehabilitation specialists, which provide services to people and are able to actually get the, as you said, on-the-job training, get people lined up. And there we're doing really intensive one-on-one case management with those folks. So really trying to get them to the next level. So that's kind of, for anyone with a disability, we have that service on board, and that's something that we actually come and deliver to the different areas that need it. So, yeah, it's really a full spectrum of services here.
And another thing you do is you do stuff for the veterans. Veterans coming back from their service, some doing two, three tours of duty, and they come back and sometimes they're just kind of left out, and they don't know what to do or they're not sure where to go. And you really do a good service for the veterans. Talk about that.
We're right now in actually kind of a little bit of a gap stage because we had one veteran grant end and now we're pursuing another veteran grant. But some of the work we've done in the past on this is really helping veterans that are in that homeless danger area to try to get them stabilized. We had a gentleman that was actually living out in a tent. We were able to work with him, get him stable housing, temporary housing through a referral that we made. We were then able to line him up with security work. And he's progressed and actually got a managerial position now in the security industry. But it was really giving him that hand up and just trying to get him to the next level. A lot of this sometimes is knowing about where to turn to, who to turn to for other resources too, and connecting those people. There's a wide array of services in the Metro Orlando area in Central Florida, but you have to know who to call, when to call, where to call. And our people at our offices are trained to do that. So, you know, it's not just the services we offer here. We view a client in a 360-degree fashion in that what are the services all around us that we can help to move this client? You know, it's all about building lives that work for us.
And speaking of building lives, you also put lives back together. Now, you do something for people who are maybe getting out of prison and wanting a fresh start. You have something called the Good Works Programs.
Yeah, we actually go into the jail system, We work with basically people that are coming out on release and have them go through our JobWorks 101 program, which is a workshop that trains them to prepare to enter the workforce. And then we also help them with job searches so that when they get released, they can really hit the ground running. And, you know, one of the things I'd like to point out is I think there's a misconception that a lot of people are out there in distress situations by choice. And that is true. But I'll tell you what, a lot of the people we meet are trying as hard as they can to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. There are some really heart-wrenching stories out there. And what we see is the people that come in that on the early release program, they really are motivated to try to stabilize their life, get employment. I'll tell you, I had one gentleman here, he came in and he was searching for work. He was a convicted felon and he was looking to get employment, very difficult. We were able to find him employment inside a food packing business. He walked actually over 2 miles to get there for the interview, walked 2 miles back. Then he found out he needed additional paperwork. He walked back again another 2 miles and 2 miles back. The poor man probably walked half a marathon in a day. And at the end of the day, we were able to get him the job there. And one of the other things that we did for him was to supply him with a $20 voucher. And that's another thing your listeners may not be aware of. When somebody we help ends up getting a job placement, we give them a $20 voucher, which they can use inside our stores to buy clothing so that they're ready for that job. In this case with the ex-convict, he actually needed warm clothes, jackets, and things to use inside the packing facility. And so that was a godsend to him. And that allowed him, so we not only helped him get the job, but we were able to help equip him to do that job day one. Yeah, so these are just some of the stories. Sometimes I get off on a little bit of a tangent, but I really think the people behind these stories are important because that's what it's all about for us.
Absolutely. So truly, goodwill helps everyone do anything and gets them off on the right foot. All right, so if somebody's listening to this and just says, you know, I just have no place to go, I don't know what to do, how do we sign up for all these things we talked about?
Sure, you just need to walk into one of our 11 job connection centers, look at an Orange, Osceola, Brevard, Lake, Seminole, and Volusia counties. If you visit our website, goodwillcfl.org, you'll see the locations at each one of those job connection centers. You can walk in there. The first thing they're going to have you do is fill out an enrollment form. That's going to collect some basic information about you and allow us to understand where you're at. And then from there, we'll be trying to work on customizing services for you and really, you know, getting you to the next level of stabilizing your life and getting a job. A lot of the stabilization comes into working with outside resources, but the placement service that we do for getting people in jobs, that's our wheelhouse. That's what we're really good at and really want to help people on. And I'd like to add, too, it's not just people, again, who are down and out. You know, if you have an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, you know, people fall on challenging situations all the time in life. I mean, we've had people that were laid off, that were downsized. We've had people that have had to move here for another location due to a natural disaster. We've had people who are a trailing spouse and come down to Florida and they don't have a job, but their spouse does, but they were a two-income family and they need to find that second income. So, you know, for us, it's helping everybody. It's really all about, again, I say it over and over again, building lives that work, because it's about everybody in this community and trying to move them forward and try to make it a better situation for them.
And if you're listening to this and you want help and you need help and maybe you're like a little skeptical, remember what you said up front. Last year, just last year alone, Goodwill helped place almost 11,000 people in jobs. That's a lot of people in 1 year.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Actually, and you won't believe this, but there are over 120,000 visitors that enter our job centers per year. So, you know, out of that, there's 45,000 what we call unique people, but the foot traffic is 120,000 people per year. So we could fill, I think, the Camping World Stadium twice with all the foot traffic that we have.
That's amazing. All right, so if you want to get your life together and you don't know how to do it, I mean, you really seriously don't have a clue what first step to take, all you got to do is walk into a Goodwill and say, help me.
That's right. Just visit goodwillcfl.org, and that'll take you to all of our locations. Actually, if you go to goodwillcfl.org/locations, that's going to give you a list of all our locations. And we'd also love for people to make sure that they donate. Those donations are critical to our success. They mean a lot to us. And, of course, shopping at our retail stores, too. We always say donations plus shopping equals jobs. And so that's how you can help us out if you're listening at home.
Well, there it is. It's Goodwill Industries of Central Florida. Well, Paul Secor, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you for having me.